think about this. If you are Michael Gallup's agent and somebody presented to you Curtis Samuel and Kenny Galladay's contract, you're going to look at it and say, hey, my client is better than both of those guys. I want what's north of what they got. The Dallas Cowboys have several players that's in their contract year, but one of the guys that we really want to focus in on is Michael Gallup. We all know that Michael Gallup is a nasty, nasty type of wide receiver, right? Pluck the ball out of the sky. He can take the top off the defense. Good at the top of his routes. And on top of that, he plays at that X receiver role. And trust me, he's one of the guys that Dak Prescott looked for, especially when he needs that 50-50 ball to be thrown his way. He managed to just pull that ball out of the sky. But we are in this dilemma, meaning that we know if Dak Prescott were to stay healthy all last season, we would have seen better numbers out of Michael Gallup. However, payments are payments, and we cannot pay players based upon the benefits of the team, because players actually got agents and their agents got to get paid, and they can't circumvent, well, just because you play in Dallas, we're going to give you this. And rightfully so, we understand that. The problem that we have with Michael Gallup is that he's right in that middle spot. Curtis Samuel got paid. Kenny Galladay got paid. Now, one can argue that Gallup is probably better than both of those guys, right? And one can argue, if you're from the Curtis Samuel camp, you'll say, nah, dog, Curtis Samuel is better than Michael Gallup. He just wasn't given the opportunities. When you look at their numbers, they are very, very, very much close to each other. I think Curtis Samuel played 3 or 4 more games than Michael Gallup, and he got only one more touchdown than Michael Gallup. I think Curtis got 14 touchdowns. I'm just trying to go off the top of my head, so I know one of you guys got all of the stats right in front of you. But Curtis Samuel got 14 touchdowns, and Michael Gallup got 13. And I think that they're only far apart as far as numbers, about 300 to 400 yards. Michael Gallup got a little bit leg room on that one. But when we start talking about Kenny Galladay, he just inked a contract of $72 to $75 million. $34 million we can probably shake with, right? But $74 million, $72 to $74, $75 million-ish, is a lot of coins. And his numbers are right in the same wheelhouse as it relates to Michael Gallup. The difference is Kenny Galladay is a touchdown king. He got 21 to 22 touchdowns opposed to Michael Gallup's 13. And difference of type of wide receivers, by the way. Kenny Galladay, 6'4", 215. Gallup, 6'1", give or take 200 pounds. But both can high point the ball. And it's not about when you start talking about contract negotiation, which team should pay a person based upon a certain agent. No, 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 no. Or region of team where you go to. Remember, Kenny Galladay got that bag from another team. Right? So we got to pay attention to all of those things that's in details with that. And we got to say to ourselves, all right, what are we going to do with this wide receiver conversation? Because this is what the Joneses normally do. They play that hardball stuff. They play that hardball, they hardball to stand out, and then eventually they cave. Now, they didn't cave on Byron Jones, right? But it took the new defensive coordinator, when he came in, he said he wanted ball hawks. He wanted guys to play a certain way, a certain style. And they were trying to negotiate that thing. And they said, well, you know what? We will allow Byron Jones to test the market. And that is exactly what happened.
He ain't lying.
They didn't shore him up and he was gone. And started off fast, I believe. It then ended up a little slow, I believe. That's what happened over there in Miami land. Yeah. So it's a 50-50 with the Dallas Cowboys, but the contract scenarios always a crazy situation with us, because on one end, We as fans, we look at it like, man, look at all of the benefits. Look at all of the endorsement. Look at the things that you are able to do. Primetime games, any causes that you have, you can do it just like that. But from the player's perspective, man, it could be all gone in one play. So it's all about grabbing those coins at the end of the day. This is a capitalistic society. So my thing is, the more you wait, the more you pay. So we do have a scenario, whereas, you hear me out, Cowboy Nation, Amari Cooper got his bag and his contract is avoidable. You can probably moonwalk out of it next year with minimum damages to your salary cap. And then you got CeeDee Lamb. He's under another 4 years, right? Because you got the fifth year option with them as it relates to a first round draft pick. And that's pretty good. I don't hear any battle cries or anything that can sully or denigrate his stance as it relates for being the Dallas Cowboys. But Michael Gallup, wee. And you got Cedric Wilson, Noah Brown. You got all of these guys that you're going to have to extend. If not, maybe you're looking forward to TJ Vashers and the Simi Fehoku. Maybe you want Osiris Mitchell and Brandon Eagles, somebody that can step up and show up, or somebody else that we have not paid attention to. So it's always crazy when we talk about contracts and it rub people the wrong way. And for all of those that mentioned trading, the Dallas Cowboys just don't trade their prime guys. I believe because they like to hold on to that player. We call it the Jones effects, right? You're trying to keep up with the Joneses. It just so happened that the Jerry Wayne Jones is, their last name is Jones. But when you think about it, Cowboy Nation, hear me out. The Jones effect. You want to know what the neighbors is getting, right? You want to know who's buying the next shiny car. And a lot of times it's two folds. On one end, the opposing team that do the trading with the Dallas Cowboys, they are scared. They don't want to be headline news. This team gave the Dallas Cowboys the pathway to the Super Bowl, a la the Minnesota Vikings, right? And then just like what the Raiders did when we got Amari Cooper, when we lobbied and we tried to get Amari Cooper and then we finally got him after we started 3-5, the Dallas Cowboys pumped up the media and said, hey, we will be looking at Amari Cooper's highlights during the draft. Don't you know that teams looking at that saying, no, we don't want to have our name attached to a trade scenario unless the Dallas Cowboys give us more than what we are asking for. And normally that's probably what happened. They raise the price. They do. So it's always a battle within the battle. Listen to what John Stephen Jones said. He loved to actually keep the guys that he drafted to beat out the guys that's already on the team. So he's in great belief. And majority of the league should look at that in those fashions too, right? That you want your drafted guys to take over the guys that's already here. That way you can keep the water running. You don't have to pay more. But when it comes down to paying a guy, I believe that the Cowboys will look into this scenario and say, okay, we're hardball, we'll place franchise tag, we'll do this, we'll do that. So normally that's what the Cowboys do. I'm with the belief you pay Michael Gallup early before it get too late, before the season kick off. That's what I'm in the belief of. Call me crazy, but that's just how it goes. We'll get into more conversations about some of the rookies and some of the prospects heading into the training camp. And we'll see how this thing can all shake out from here. Post me your thoughts. Post me your concerns of Michael Gallup. Should he get paid Kenny Galladay's money? Or should he get paid right around what Curtis Samuel's got, but just a little bit more? Or should he get paid what Kenny Galladay got paid? Post me your thoughts, post me your concerns down below. That's been my time. I really thank you all for yours. And remember, you're listening to nothing but the best.